Most people drift through their careers like passengers on a train, watching scenery pass by, hoping they'll end up somewhere good. But what if business success isn't about luck or connections? What if it's actually a game with learnable rules, like chess? The difference between those who build empires and those who burn out isn't talent or timing. It's the ability to think several moves ahead while everyone else scrambles to react. This strategic mindset isn't reserved for MBAs or trust fund kids. It's a skill anyone can develop, and it starts with something most people avoid: looking honestly in the mirror. Here's a question that makes most people squirm. What do you actually want? Not what your parents want, not what looks good on Instagram, but what would genuinely make you happy? A colleague once complained about wanting to quit his job. After some digging, the real issue emerged. He felt humiliated that someone he'd hired now earned more than him. But when pressed about his ideal life, he admitted he'd be content making $150,000 annually with time for his kids' soccer games. He worried this was thinking too small, but his breakthrough came from recognizing that his goals didn't need to match Silicon Valley's startup culture. Envy is your internal lie detector. If you genuinely don't want something, you'll feel happy for others who have it. The most miserable people are simultaneously ambitious and lazy. Their envy makes life unbearable because they want the destination without the journey. The solution? Either lower your expectations to match your work ethic or increase your work ethic to match your expectations. Anything in between is self-torture. Understanding your motivational drivers changes everything. Some people are fueled by advancement, achievement, competition, recognition. Others thrive on madness, creativity, risk-taking, disruption. Some crave individuality, autonomy, freedom, uniqueness. Others are driven by purpose, impact, legacy, contribution. When you understand yours, alarm clocks become unnecessary. You'll wake up energized because you're aligned with what actually matters to you, not what you think should matter. The most successful people aren't the most talented. They're the ones who've structured their lives around what genuinely motivates them. We're trained to climb ladders. Good grades, good college, good job, good retirement. But you're climbing someone else's ladder. The richest person you know is almost always an owner, not an employee. Yet our entire educational system prepares us for employment, not ownership. Ownership takes many forms. Some prefer small businesses for control without corporate politics. Others want location independence through online ventures. Some thrive as intrapreneurs, creating new business units within existing companies. Steve Ballmer became employee number 30 at Microsoft and eventually amassed $59 billion. Companies like Google, with its 20% time policy, understand that some innovators prefer corporate stability with entrepreneurial upside. Behind every overnight success lie years of invisible struggle. Power couples earning $1.5 million annually often started with less than $1,000, and relationship stress that made divorce seem imminent. Outsiders see only the polished final product, missing the sleepless nights and financial stress that preceded it. Life constantly throws curveballs, demanding customers, departing employees, market crashes, personal crises. While amateurs panic, masters maintain emotional equilibrium and process what's happening. Most entrepreneurs fail not from flawed business models, but from refusing to solve emerging problems as they arise. Great processors use I and examine their role in problems. Poor processors blame others, using they instead of I. When facing problems, you have three options: find someone to blame, find a safe space to escape, or find a way forward by taking responsibility. My bad. These simple words distinguish winners from victims. Joe Rogan exemplifies this accountability. When discussing a failed coffee partnership, he owned his role. I bought it. Here we have a problem that we've allowed to be created. Expert processors ask questions to gather data, prioritize truth over being right, never make excuses, welcome challenges and alternative perspectives, prevent problems before they occur, excel at negotiation, and seek permanent solutions rather than temporary fixes. Success requires systematic decision-making. Treat problems like algebra equations. Identify the unknown variable and solve it step by step to reveal the root cause. When someone claims they don't love their work anymore, push them to define what this actually means. Through deeper processing, dissatisfaction often stems from exhaustion or wounded self-esteem, not the work itself. Keep asking why until you reach the deepest cause. If you lost a customer because your product costs more, and it costs more because it has unnecessary features, you found your real issue. Offer a simpler version. All decisions fall into two categories: offense, opportunities to make money or advance, and defense, solving problems, preventing losses. Once you categorize an issue, it becomes less intimidating because you've handled both types before. Great entrepreneurs look past symptoms to find the heart of problems, separating reality from noise while keeping emotion in check. Sustained success requires working well with others. Early on, people join you, not your company. Ask yourself, will people win by getting closer to you? Do you have success stories of people whose lives improved through association with you? Even great entrepreneurs aren't solo acts. Warren Buffett has Charlie Munger, Steve Jobs had Steve Wozniak, Mark Zuckerberg had Sheryl Sandberg. Insecure leaders surround themselves with yes people. Effective leaders seek those who challenge them. At Netflix, Patty McCord once told Reed Hastings, "Stop being a geek engineer and be a leader." To attract top talent, give them equity. Think several moves ahead. Even modest grants create skin-in-the-game partnerships. Microsoft's approach created 3 billionaires and 12,000 millionaires. When new hires display bad habits, provide feedback rather than assuming you made a hiring mistake. Elements of religion have a place in business. Google, Apple, Southwest Airlines, and Walmart function like religions, with commandments, evangelism, and passionate belief. List your core values early, then narrow to 10 essential ones. Sometimes you must demonstrate through painful decisions that values are non-negotiable. Firing your top producer for ethical violations proves principles aren't just talk. The best company cultures aren't conflict-free. They need productive friction for growth and creativity. The key is tough love, caring enough to have uncomfortable conversations. Every industry has Goliaths with more resources and brand recognition, but success makes them soft. They lose touch with customers, avoid risks, and struggle to recruit hungry talent who prefer underdog stories. Your advantage isn't size, it's your willingness to outwork and outstrategize anyone. Focus on regular, achievable improvement. Add 5 pounds weekly to your bench press. Increase revenue by small increments. Master 3 things better than anyone. Develop your own identity rather than copying others. Move quickly while they're stuck in meetings. The average person has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts daily, 80% negative and 95% repetitive. To think strategically, eliminate distractions, and commit fully. Success isn't about grand gestures. It's about small, disciplined choices compounded over time. Your next 5 moves are sitting right in front of you, waiting for someone willing to think past tomorrow.